Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy Mike back on the down low, and I'm here with.
Hi, my name is Emily.
Okay, Em. So tell the audience about yourself.
Well, first off, I go to the University of Evansville, and I'm on the soccer team. I read mostly philosophy books, and then I like to skate a lot and play my guitar. Mostly hang out with my dog Lux and stay outside a lot.
Okay. So you said you go to the University of Evansville. Are you an athlete?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what sport do you play?
Soccer.
Okay. So before college, who are you as an athlete, and how did soccer shape your identity growing up?
So growing up, from a very young age, I've always played soccer, and I feel like I've always had more pressure on soccer than school. I was the more athletic person in my family, so I was more pushed and pressured into being the best athlete I could. So I was constantly working out and all that jazz, but it definitely was a huge identity of who I was and shaped me into being able to reach my, I would say my goals, but like not my goals after like redefining myself, but it's like made me into the person I am, as in like I'm very goal driven and I'm very determined and stubborn and I don't stop until I get what I want.
I like that. And what was the moment early on when you realized soccer was more than just a sport for you?
Definitely in high school. Mm. High school was very hard for me, and having that to go to at the end of the day was just so peaceful.
Mm. Where are you from?
Well, Mooresville, Indiana. Mm-hmm. So Indy, yeah. But I went to Center Grove High School.
Well, that's so nice. That was like in the same conference as mine, because I went to Avon, so like we're kind of similar area.
Yeah.
Was soccer the only sport that you played?
I actually played basketball in high school too.
Okay. Did you like it?
I loved it. I loved basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of short.
Yeah, I don't really think the short thing matters, because I've played with you and you can hoop, so.
I appreciate it.
If you had, like, the option to, like, let's say they offered it here, right, to where mm-hmm. you can play, because I know they kind of mix during seasons, mm-hmm. but, like, let's say you had the opportunity to play basketball and soccer, would you do it?
100%. I was actually thinking about trying out for the team before I got hurt, so.
I think you would have made it, too, because you hoop better than a lot of them. No shade. But, like you just said, you did just get hurt, so, tell me about that. Just walk me through the moment when, like, either it can be during the season or just in general, where everything shifted and what led up to the energy and how did you react to that?
Okay. There's a lot to that question. Mm-hmm. First off, we're just going to start with my freshman year. I played almost every game. Okay. But it was hard because I was just recovering from blood clots in my lungs. Mm. So, like, I had just gotten off from that. Mm. And then I came to preseason, was my first time playing again. Okay. So I felt like I was really behind. So then, I played, but I didn't feel like I was doing my best.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be the best I could for my team. So I really worked on myself over summer, like literally working out, then going to practice mm-hmm. every day. So I was really, really excited. And it was a really good preseason. It was really great. I felt really confident. And then our first game, I ended up going for a header mm-hmm. on a corner kick, and I ended up getting shouldered in my head and kind of just collapsed on the floor for a minute. Mm. But, I mean, I got up and played the rest of the game. Probably not the smartest decision, but I didn't honestly know that anything was wrong. Right. So, like, you know. Sorry, I think I forgot the end question.
How did you react when you heard it was, like, career ending?
Okay, so, to be fair, all of them have always kind of gave it up to myself, like, to me, mm-hmm. to decide. And after probably month 4 or 5, mm-hmm. Getting a little up there, I'm like, I'm not even sure I want to go back because it's so dangerous because of the severity of my concussion. And then everything that I had worked through, like, it felt like I had to learn how to crawl again, mm-hmm. like, just to stand up.
Yeah.
And then, like, I couldn't put that at jeopardy for my own sake. Like, I value, like, especially, like, your brain. Like, that is just so, like, you don't want to fuck
that up. Yeah, you don't want to fuck that up.
So,
What was the hardest part about letting go of that competitive soccer?
Winning with your team. It's not ever like, you know, it's not like for yourself, because like in soccer, at least you have to have a good team. You have to have a solid team. Otherwise, one person can't do it all.
Right.
So like I would just the bonds and just winning with your team, I guess. Yeah, like it's not like anything, like it's not winning. Losing too, because then even when you lose, sometimes you need a good loss so you can figure out what you guys need to work on. And then when you work on that, build stronger bonds, and you're winning, you feel on top of the world.
Yeah, and I know how you feel, because I remember back in high school when I hooped, like whenever I was injured, or they were like I had, back in high school, I had ankle injuries. So like if I would get injured and I was on the bench, I would hate like just only being able to cheer on and just watch when you know like you want to play. Same thing how you just said, like when you was hurt, it wasn't the best decision, but you played the whole game. You know, we just get back up, we keep playing, we don't really know until, you know, afterwards. But like, yeah, I know how you feel. I know how that is. But then even after that, how did you go about rediscovering who you are outside of soccer?
So first off, I was just, you know, I had to take time to myself to even recover, like slurring a lot of my words. People thought I was like intoxicated or something half the time. I'm like, no, guys, I just can't walk straight anymore. But I would say having to take that time to myself was very valuable. It was very hard because, you know, I had to be isolated. But at a certain point, I was just isolating myself, which looking back, I realized that. But I needed that to kind of like think about my like morals and values and where I want to go from here, and using what I've been through to get to where I want to go.
Mm. I like that. Were there any moments where you felt lost or unmotivated? And if so, what helped you pull through?
Plenty. I feel like a lot of people won't admit that, but I feel like all the time, it's difficult because it's always like 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, you know, like that type of thing. So I feel like it's very easy to get discouraged. And I feel like a lot of people hate to admit that. But I mean, I can admit it every day. I feel like I have like maybe like 1 second where I'm like, you're not where you need to be. And then I'm like, no, let me pause. I take a breath and I'll either take looks on a walk or I'll just like kind of sit there for a minute and think, no, that's an old belief that you're trying to implement into your new life.
I like that. Yeah. And then, you know, when I was listening to you telling me like what things you like, as well as, you know, I have you on Snap and I see like your stories and stuff like that, I see that you always be outside a lot. What role has nature played in your healing process, or just in general, like what is nature to you?
Oh, don't get me started, Mike. Well, as you know, I'm outside probably every day. Even when it's raining, I try to take Lux on a walk. Mm-hmm. I just try not to get him to so muddy.
Yeah.
But anyways, nature, wow. Just take that breath. Let's get that. It's not something you can really describe. You just have to go outside and feel it. And I feel like everyone feels it differently, but it's all connected. So for my healing process, at least, it was definitely a good way to take a break from everything in the outside world and everyone trying to tell me what they think or what they think I should be doing. And like, it just blocks out all the outside noise, and you really just ground yourself into not only like who you want to be, but who you are.
Mm.
So.
Okay. And then, so if you got a whole day to yourself, you could do anything you want. It has to be outside in nature. You can go anywhere you want. What would you do? Let's say it's like a Saturday. It's a beautiful day, but it's not too hot. What you doing and where you going?
That's a good question, because I want to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're hiking. Hiking somewhere, hopefully a waterfall, maybe a lakeside with some mountains, and then hopefully, I hope Lux is with me, and hopefully he's still healthy enough to go on those walks and hikes. Other than that, maybe swimming in the lake, you know?
Yep.
You know, just getting outside and having a campfire.
Yep.
Maybe cooking outside. You know, anything just outside, really.
Yeah, I love, like even growing up, I love the outdoors and nature. Mm-hmm. The only thing I hate, there's only two things I hate. So, wasps, but, like, that's more, like, open areas. You won't really see that when you're going hiking. But, like, mosquitoes for sure. Because, mm-hmm. like, you don't know till, like, you get back.
Yeah.
A lot of mosquito bites. Or gnats. It's just those little things. But, like, I love just being out in nature. Especially, like, I've been hiking before, and I like it, like, noises you hear.
Oh yeah,
like the little
bird noises.
Yep, just the little
it's like an orchestra.
Yeah,
in the background.
Yeah,
your thoughts
literally
love it.
And also you mentioned reading is something you love. Are there any books that helped you shift your mindset or bring comfort to you?
Okay, there's this book mm-hmm. that I'm absolutely obsessed with.
Okay,
it's called Maybe in Another Life. It's basically about this girl, and before I knew this was, like, a career-ending injury,
mm-hmm.
I just kind of, like, you know, sit with it with an overview. But then, like, in one, it's two storylines, and it splits off from one decision she makes. And basically, in one of them, she has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, she is disabled. And one of them, you know, and in both the storylines, she learns exactly, the same lessons, just to take accountability for what she's doing so she can be who she wants to be, you know? Because she was like, who are we if we don't take accountability for our own actions?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, it just kind of solidifies that no matter what decisions you make, as long as you're true to yourself, you can learn anything and be exactly what you want to be. Because she was, that she found her soulmate in each storyline and was so happy, you know, in both the stories. So
love that. Love to hear that. That's what I was, you know, you answered it for me. I thought you was just going to say the name and I was going to be like, tell me about the book.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I really like that. And then this is going to be probably your favorite question. Tell me about your dog. Tell me about Lux, and what kind of support and joy does Lux bring to you?
Okay. So Lux is my dog. He's a golden doodle. He's 4. He is my son. He is my everything. I try to bring him everywhere I go. I absolutely adore him. He's, like, very calm. He does have a little bit of anxiety, but, like, when we're together, he's usually pretty chill.
Mm.
He's very well-behaved, and I honestly couldn't tell you why. He's just the best dog ever. He's a sweet, sweet boy. Definitely a mama's boy for sure. Definitely thinks he's a lap dog, but he's like 90 pounds, so that's a bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the
same question.
What was it?
I said, what has Lux brought you? What joy and support has Lux brought you?
So, okay. That is, yes, hold on. So, Lux, I was actually just thinking about this today. Like, you know, dogs really just make you slow down because, mm-hmm. like, he wants to stop and sniff everything, and then all he does is roll around in the grass, and I'm like, silly boy. But then I'm like, you know, it really makes you be present, and you have to be present because if not, you're going to miss everything.
Right.
And I feel like that's literally the biggest blessing and joy he's ever given me is the value of presence. And it's not, you don't really get that much from people. You know, always on their phones and whatnot, you know, mm-hmm. always distracted. So it's very refreshing to be very present with someone, something, somebody you love.
Yeah. I love Lux, though. For y'all that don't know, I seen Lux, like, all the time. At first, I lucky thought he didn't like me. But then, like, bro, that's like my friend for real. Like, he's very energetic. He gets tired, but man, I be getting tired too. I be running from him. He runs from me. We be like playing like hide and seek. He's just very, he can be chill most of the times, but he could be like very excited. He's just awesome dog. Awesome dog. I love your dog.
Thank you.
So now that soccer is at the center of your life, what dreams or just goals are you starting to take shape in?
I would just say that, I mean, just being myself. That's the biggest goal and success I feel like anyone can ever have is being themselves. And I'm someone who wants to just travel and volunteer my life away. And that's my definition of success. And it might not be other people's, but I feel like accepting that is like a big stepping stone for sure. But everyone's success looks different. And I think mine is just what a lot of people would say is a little cray-cray.
It's okay. So how has your definition of strength changed before and then after your injury?
I would say before is just like powering through constantly. Like even when I got hit, I got right back up and finished the game. Mm-hmm. And now I think true strength is more of knowing yourself, slowing down, and being like, okay, let me feel this. Mm-hmm. Let me let this go. Or let me not do this because I value myself. Let me not use all of my energy on these other people that don't even actually have my true intentions. You know, like kind of just knowing yourself more, not allowing the outside.
That's good. Now we're going to get into some fun questions. You know, we just, you know, we really wanted to get to know you, so we're going to get to the fun part. If your dog could talk for one day, what's the first thing you think Lux would say to you?
I have no idea, but I feel like his voice would be like, hey.
Yeah, I feel like he just gives, yo, what's up? Like, hey.
Yeah, like, what's up, mama? Like something weird, like deep. I don't know. What do you think he would say?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Like if let's say you just came, like after this podcast, you mm-hmm. went back to your dorm, opened the door, and Lux said something to you. What do you think he would say? I don't even know. Like
he would ask me to cook him something.
Food. For sure. Something food related.
So he would want food, and then he would ask to go outside.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Loki, I think he would ask to go outside, and then when y'all come back in,
yeah,
something food related. I can see that.
100%, yeah.
What's the most Emily thing your friends tease you about?
There's a lot, so probably being sensitive, and like my sarcasm is kind of gone. My sense of humor has completely changed, so probably that. What would you say?
I think, I don't know. I would say, I don't like know you close enough to say anything about like sensitive wise, but sense of humor. I like your sense of humor. You be cracking me up. So like, yeah, like you'll say stuff and like, but you'll have a straight face and I'll just be dying. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. See, I don't even know what be happening. It just something said and.
And I don't even think it's intentional. Like you'd be like, "What?" I'd be like, "Bro, I'd be dying. It'd be funny." That's like my favorite. If you wrote a book tomorrow, what would the title be?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think my book would just be like about Mike or Eminem, like. The candy, but like it's my initials. I don't know. Something, I don't know. I can't really think of nothing. I don't know. What, like, if I had my own book, I don't know. If I had to write a book, I don't even know what would your book be about?
I think I would write a book about my life.
About your life? I think it'll sell
a
out.
A lot
it'll
of people out. Have told me to write a book about my life.
I think it, shoot, after this podcast, you probably gonna hear that a lot.
No, I just don't think. We haven't even, like, backstory. We don't even know, you know?
What do they not know?
Everything. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to yell.
You didn't yell.
Sorry. Okay. Cool.
Okay, so some this or that.
Okay.
Sunrise hike or sunset beach walk?
Those are both very good options.
I would say a sunrise hike only because... Yes. I like the beach, but I really don't like being in the sand. Unless the sand's hot, I really don't care for.
I would say both, but, like, I would say beach because I just love watching it hit the water, but I'm going to go with the hike because I just love hiking and getting up in the morning, going on a hike, and then getting a reward, the sunrise.
Yeah. But low-key, though, I like sunsets better than sunrises.
Yeah.
Only because, I don't know, like, the colors of the, you know, the sky be, like, sometimes purple or, like, you know. That's the thing I like the most. Fiction or nonfiction? Which one's fake? Fiction is fake, right?
I think so, yeah, right? Yeah.
So I like fiction books.
Nonfiction for, like, the books I, like, read, but then I also like fiction for, like, the books, like, the, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like you gotta have one, like, serious book, and then maybe, like, an off-series book.
Yep.
You know?
So. What do you like more of, in your opinion?
Probably nonfiction.
Nonfiction, yeah. I feel you. Okay. So, would you do a city skyline or a mountain view?
Mountain view. I'm definitely not a city girl. I really try. Every time I go downtown Indy, I get so much anxiety.
Why? Because it's like a lot.
Yeah. Like, I hate driving down there and finding parking.
I hate driving downtown, but I like walking downtown. Downtown is just nice. I like it.
You know, I could walk a city. Like, I've walked New York City. That was really fun.
That's one of the things I want to do in the next 5 years. I've never been to New York City. So,
yeah, big something apple. Cool.
But, yeah, like, parking, Indianapolis downtown parking is, like, bad.
Oh, it's so scary, too, because everyone's in a rush.
Especially, like, I've been to multiple, like, Pacer games and Fever games. So, like, let's say the game starts at 7. I'll leave and probably get there at 6:30 and still, after parking, get there at 7 because of how bad traffic be. Mm-hmm. Would you rather talk to animals or speak every language?
Oh, that is so hard. Why would you ask me that?
No, I low-key, that is hard. I would low-key rather, no, never mind. I don't even
okay,
know.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know if it's a question. This is more of a statement. Okay, ready? Love is the universal language. So do we really have to answer that? I'm just kidding.
No, I was over here shaking my head like, okay. That was good.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But me, low-key, I would have to say, as much as I want to talk to animals, and I'd be the... But, like, I would rather choose speaking every language, only because... I have two reasons. So, if I spoke every language, I would know who's talking shit or not, if they're talking in a different language. Or I could just... I could be able to speak it back.
Okay.
But if I were to, like... talk to animals and they talk back to me, people gonna think I'm crazy. Imagine Lux barking at you and you're like having a whole conversation like, so I did this today. Okay.
To be fair, I already do talk to Lux.
No, I feel like everybody talks to their dogs. So. But just imagine like you're actually like they you understand. Right, okay. Like
so question I had a question. I was gonna say like I actually forget now. Something like yeah, and then I lost it. So, like, you would rather talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, like, the animals. What if you could be, like, what is it? Who is it?
Snow White. Snow White? Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of, Snow White.
Like, you know, they could, like.
Come to you.
We could, like, that would be so fun, like, bringing animals in the house. But then, like, I would want to be able to talk to people just so, like. I could talk to everyone, but then again, like, oh, my question, okay, I'm sorry, oh my gosh. Like, if we, like, talked in our minds, can we speak the same language, like, telepathy, you know what I'm saying? Oh, what's going on?
Keep going. Ask that question again.
Okay, telepathy, can that be, like, you're obviously talking in your heads, but you can hear each other, right? But, like, is that one language? How do you know? Like,
that is actually a good question, y'all. She just asked, so, like, if I was when I'm speaking to somebody, speaking to somebody through minds, am I speaking in one language?
Yeah. Or
am I speaking in there?
Right.
That is a good question.
Like, can we actually, like, because, you know, like, telepathy isn't, like, unheard of, right? So, like, if I'm speaking to someone, how do I know that, like, that is actually a really good question now.
That's actually a good question. I low-key want to know the answer to that, too. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix, duh.
Why Netflix?
I don't know. What's YouTube for?
I don't know. I'm fine with Netflix. Mm-hmm. Netflix is cool. But sometimes they don't be having stuff that I want to watch. Or, like, I've watched a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So, YouTube, for me, I like to watch people, like, react to stuff or maybe just basketball highlights or just anything. Okay. I feel like it's just more stuff on YouTube because people upload every day versus Netflix. Okay. They don't be refreshing, so it's the same stuff.
That's fair. I haven't watched YouTube since like Roman Atwood and Sam and Colby.
I know the first dude is. He used to do pranks.
Oh, yeah. I miss him so much. I hope he's doing well. I was actually just thinking about him the other day. So I don't really watch YouTube at all. I don't really like watching people react to things. Mm-hmm. I'll watch the like clips of like the debates of like the one guy in the middle and then they all circle.
Yeah.
Like those are pretty cool, but like other than that, I watch Netflix. And even then, I'm not even a Netflix girl. I'm a Disney girl.
Disney Plus. Yeah. Man, I love Disney Plus. They be having everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you ever do the debate thing? Like if let's say they came to our college, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's just sitting there. And you have to go sit down mm-hmm. and debate. You get 1 minute debate. You think you could, and it could be a topic of your choice.
If it was my choice, yeah, sure.
What's the topic?
Okay, I knew you were gonna say that. I don't know. I don't even know because I feel like I would do pretty good at all of the choices, but I don't know. What would you think? Ask me. Give me a choices, and I'll pick. Or you think of what your choice would be.
Okay, so let's say, okay, the dude sits down. He has a sign that says you need to go to school in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be a debate I would win.
And then the bottom of the sign says prove me wrong.
Okay.
You think you could
put
up a fight?
100%, yeah.
What side are you on?
School does not define you. This does not define success. A piece of paper? Absolutely not.
I agree.
Uh-uh.
Like, even though I'm in school right now, like, I definitely agree with that in general. I mean, even now, like, I feel like maybe back then.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I mean,
like,
for sure.
We have so many different resources and different things that we can take and get to become successful. I mean, we got, this is just an example. Obviously, not everybody's going to be this, but we got YouTubers, we got athletes, we got a lot of people who don't even finish either high school or college who are very wealthy and successful, while there's people that do 4 to 5, 6 years of college and at the same spot that I'm at right now. So, like,
yeah,
it's just, I agree. So,
and at the end of the day, if you're not getting a degree to get a high paying job, like, half of these schools are so outrageously expensive, you're gonna be in so much debt. Like, why would you even wanna go in the first place?
I agree, literally. So with YouTube, I know, like, you don't watch YouTube that much, but when I do see you on YouTube, you always are listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
How does music define you? Like, what is music to you? Same thing with reading and your animal and nature. What is music to you?
It definitely goes along with all those themes.
Mm.
Music is, again, like with nature, just something you feel. And excuse me, I love it so much because everyone can interpret it differently. Something that, like, even the music that, you know, I've showed you,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't have words, which is what I like the most, is literally because you get to choose how it makes you feel. You define, you know, the way that that sounds to you. And I think that is very beautiful. So, like, what is music to me? That was a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what does it do for you? Like, how does it make you feel?
It's so calming. It's very freeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just lets your mind relax and your body relax. Yeah.
And low-key, like, so this is like a little story. You're in it, so.
Okay.
Me personally, I'm like a R&B and hip-hop person, right? And at first, I was more like very judgy, you know. Like, obviously, if I'm only used to upbeat music, rapping, all this and that, I wasn't used to the songs that you play. Then we went painting. It was It was painting for one of the events upstairs in Ridge, and I was playing R&B. It was like old school R&B. Everybody loving it. But then, I started to, like, let people choose, and it got to M's turn, and she chose one of her songs that don't have words, and it was just, like, a calm vibe. When I tell you, everybody loved it, because it fits the environment. It's just, yeah, like, when you're just doing something that requires focus, or you're just doing something calm, it's chill. Like, even last week when we went to play cards at your place, we played Uno and then this other game, and just having that in the background, like, you, it's there in the background, it's funny, but, like, you don't hear it. Like, it's there, but, like, you don't realize, like, shoot. Mm-hmm. One time I was like, dang, the song's still playing, like, you just vibing, and it's a song that you vibe to. So, like, yeah, that's why I stopped judging music, because at the end of the day, like, once you listen to it, like, I love your music taste now, so.
I appreciate it, especially you being open to it. You know, a lot of, I would say that too. The reason why I don't really listen to, like, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm, which is, like, so hard, because I actually do love that kind of music, but it just is too much, like, vibration, yeah, too much sound, and then I just need that calm.
Yeah. So. Especially, like, if you're outside reading,
yeah,
or you're just, yeah, going for a walk, you have your headphones in. I get it, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? It fits the, I don't, mm-hmm, I feel like after listening and understanding, I feel like we don't even need to be always walking, yeah, to rap, or, like,
yeah,
you know, just if I'm painting or I'm walking Lux or if I'm reading a book, I don't need to be listening to rap while I'm reading, right, a book.
No, sometimes, yeah, you just need to calm down and, like, be there. And I feel like that music allows you to be present, too.
Facts. I agree. So. And to finish this off, mm-hmm, before we finish, I want to say thank you, mm-hmm, for coming on here and allowing people to hear your story on just everything and people getting to know you. For people that don't talk to you, now they get to know you. What advice would you give to someone who's facing an unexpected ending, whether it's in sports or in school, and doesn't know how to move forward? What would you say to them?
Just breathe. Allow yourself to feel. I feel like a lot of times when things are changing, I think a lot of times it feels like things are falling apart. But sometimes you just have to realize things are falling into place, mm-hmm, and just be present and allow yourself. That's pretty much all I can say.
I agree. Well, thank you for, yes, coming.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And that'd be all for today. This was Mike and M on Down Low. Me and Lucas will have more people on before the end of the school year. It is April 29th. We only have about a week and a half left of school. So everybody just take this time to lock in with the rest of school. Focus on your mental health. Don't just stress out about school, because I know we at the end game until summer. So, yeah. But thank y'all for listening, and we'll see y'all next time.